MyBridge Radio. That is Hillsong with Cornerstone. Thanks so much for joining Stan and me on your Monday today. Every month we have the opportunity to visit with Marilee Bradley from Lincoln. She has a lot of great advice that she gives. She gives it from a mom perspective and with a great deal of humor. So Marilee, welcome back to the conversation this morning.
I'm so glad to be here.
We always, always, always love having you join the morning conversation. You know, Marilee, if it was up to me, you'd be probably a permanent part of it. So,
If I could figure out how to do that and balance these kids, I would be all over it.
Balance kids? You have kids in your home?
I'm sounding a little extra sleep deprived this morning. We have a new little one that joined our family in the last 2 weeks, so we are extra busy.
Yeah, God has called Marilee and her husband to take care of foster kids and adopt a number of those foster kids over the years. And so, Marilee, this one that you just got in your home, this is number how many?
This is our fifth child in the home right now.
And one biological.
That's right. One biological, one international adoption, two adopted through foster care, and now our little foster baby.
You're crazy in the most delightful way. In the most delightful way.
We love it. We thrive on a little bit of chaos,
way.
I think.
Oh, yeah. You create chaos everywhere you go in a good way.
This is true. It feels normal to me.
Well, we just want to say again, thank you for investing in kids the way that you do, and also for being an advocate for foster care like you are. I know that God's really used you in multiple ways, you and Brian.
Well, we have been so blessed to do this. I think it is its own reward.
So, Marilee, we have a conversation this morning, and not sure where this is going to go for sure. We're going to come at it from a little different way. But so this month, our spiritual focus is on journaling, and we're encouraging everyone in the MyBridge Radio family to experience the difference that journaling makes. And journaling has not been a big part of your life.
That is correct. In fact, what people don't know is at the end of each time we have our morning conversation, I'll say, okay, so what's up next, Stan? What's the next topic going to be? And so last month, Stan says, it's going to be journaling. Oh, no. Nobody wants to hear what I have to say about journaling. This has been a tough one for me. Kind of lifelong, I have not had a lot of success with journaling. So, yeah, I wanted to talk about this from the perspective of the skeptic out there or the super busy mom that feels like, oh, please, not another thing I have to try and fit in somewhere. So I really want to know, what's the value here? What would I gain by doing this? And how do I make that work in what I've already got going on?
Yeah, so it will be fun this morning to kind of see where this kind of track goes. And we'll kind of reverse roles a little bit here and have you drive the conversation and see where God takes us.
MyBridge Radio, Love Take Me Over. That's Stephen Curtis Chapman this Monday morning. Do appreciate you tuning in and joining Stan and me today. This morning, Marilee Bradley is joining us on the morning conversation. This time, she's actually the one with the questions for us regarding experiencing the difference journaling makes.
Well, Stan, there are a lot of good things to do about prayer. Like, if I could get up at 5:30 every morning and spend 2 hours in prayer, that would be ideal. And I feel like, to me, journaling kind of fits in that same vein. Like, yeah, that would be ideal if I had the time to sit down and be more intentional and more thoughtful and write out some of my prayers and be able to go back and see how God is answering these things over the years. But at this point, I just don't know how I would physically do that, how I would physically squeeze that in to the rest of the stuff I've got going on right now. So how do I prioritize that? How do I make that happen? And how do I talk myself into this is important?
Now, that last question, I think, to me, is really what the question is. Because if it's one of those top things, really, really, really important, I mean, if it's a high priority, you make it happen. So really, the question is, does journaling merit a top place in someone's priority system spiritually? And I would argue that it definitely should compete really hard for it. And a couple of analogies come to me, Marilee, as you were talking. One, I thought in working out, I remember just thinking, you know what, I'm going to go be down there, you know, huffing and puffing and sweating and hurting anyway, you know, when you're working out. Wouldn't it be best to find like the best, highest yield workout as possible, so that if I'm going to spend that 30 minutes, I'm going to get the highest yield out of that 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
All exercise is good, but there are some that just maximize things more. You just get more overall impact out of it. Same thing with food. If you're going to eat food, man, what if you could eat a food that had, you know, twice the nutritional value and, you know, a broader array of, you know, vitamins and minerals and whatever.
Right.
And so doesn't it make sense that way? So same thing spiritually. You know what? There's a lot of pathways to cultivate intimacy with God, but there are some that have just demonstrated a higher yield. And I believe journaling is one of those, and I don't think I'm the only one. And that really is the reason that I persevered in journaling, because it became so redundant in all the things I've read, all the people I'd hear speak about their spiritual lives. Numbers of books are actually journals from people.
Mm-hmm.
And it would just come back over and over and over. And the cloud of witnesses kept saying journaling is significant. And the first thing I would put out there is just to say, I believe that journaling is one of the highest payoff spiritual activities that one can do. And I believe that the cloud of witnesses of historical believers and the generations all give voice to that as well.
MyBridge Radio, those are the newsboys. It is you. Thanks so much for joining Stan and me on this Monday before Thanksgiving. Our guest for the morning conversation today is Marilee Bradley. Now, we usually ask her questions regarding our spiritual focus for the month. This month, though, she's the one asking questions because she admits that she's not made journaling a part of her life up to this point.
So here's my question. If this is a really important thing to do, I'm trying to figure out what it would actually look like in my life, because I'm picturing like sitting down in a quiet place with a notebook and a pen and, you know, 30 uninterrupted minutes, and I'm not sure where or when that would happen. And you're right, if it's a priority, then I can kind of figure it out. But I think I've had to learn too that some other spiritual disciplines have come to look different in the practical reality of motherhood than I would have anticipated. My Bible reading is often happening with kids running around all over the place, or
right.
My prayer time is happening while I'm doing the dishes. You know, there's those kind of things where I've had to learn how to do what needs to be done, even if I can't find that really quiet place or designated time sometimes. So is there a way to do that with journaling? Is there a way to incorporate that into life, or in a way that doesn't seem like, I don't know how I would actually physically get this done?
As I hear that, Marilee, I think for me, as I think about it, I think journaling can kind of fall into the same category that I think for many of us, praying with your spouse falls into. You know, it's a great concept.
Mm-hmm.
It totally would be very building, but man, when I think about doing it every day, and I hear I've got, you know, periodically I run across couples who say, we pray every night or every morning we pray together, which I think is really, really cool. But you know what? That's just not my reality.
Right.
But what I think is the fact that we feel that we can't or don't know how to navigate that on a daily basis, we let that stop us from doing it at all on some other rhythmic basis. So
All
that to say, whether it's praying with my spouse or whether it's journaling, which is we're talking about right now, to integrate it into my life, it doesn't have to be a daily reality.
Okay.
So I think if you think of it rhythmically, but not necessarily daily, it could be very meaningfully integrated in your life and still over time really develop and cultivate it being a really effective part of your spiritual life.
I really appreciate that, because I think my struggle is with a guilt feeling. To feel like, well, if I'm not doing it right or I'm not doing it every day, then I'm just not going to do it at all. And my problem is, if I believe that journaling is integral to prayer, I may have a tendency to say, well, I'm not going to pray at all. You know what I mean? That if
right.
this is how I should be doing it, if this is the routine of prayer and I'm not doing it right, well, I don't have time to sit down and journal for 30 minutes, so I'm not going to pray. I don't mm-hmm. want to get myself to that point. So that releases a little bit of that feeling of pressure that it has to be done in a certain way for it to have meaning.
Mm-hmm.
MyBridge Radio, that's Christian Stanfill. One thing remains. Thanks so much for spending some time with Stan and me this morning. Today we are visiting with Marilee Bradley, a busy mom of five in Lincoln, who's wrestling with our spiritual focus this month of journaling prayers. And today she's the one asking the questions.
My confession about journaling would be that it is something I've tried in the past. I will sit down and I will journal very passionately the things that really matter to me. And then when I go back and look at that, like a week later, a month later, I'm totally humiliated by it. Does this make sense? I don't really want a written record of all the things I'm narcissistic about or worried about or whatever. It's really hard for me to see that there in black and white. And then I literally have journals that just have pages ripped out because I went back and read them and was so embarrassed. I just couldn't live with that existing anywhere and got rid of it. So what does that mean about me or how am I supposed to fix that element of it?
I think you're fine. And a couple things I'll point out that I'm hearing in what you're saying there, Mary Lee. One is you're still putting on yourself the expectations of journaling as you've heard it described in the past.
Right.
So who says a journal is something that you have to go back and read again? I don't. I never read my journals again. I mean, I won't say never. I virtually never. I mean, I'm not saying it's wrong to. Don't get me wrong. It can be very meaningful for people, and that can be a part of journaling. But it doesn't have to be. I mean, the big part for journaling for me is the actual doing. I get so much benefit in connecting and processing life with God in writing. A phrase that I've never forgotten is thoughts tend to disentangle themselves when they pass through the lips and through the fingertips. And so as I interact with my life and with God in writing, I mean, I have this stuff that gets unlocked that just I've never seen happen consistently any other way. And I'm like you, quite frankly, I may not be quite the level you are of... but I'm like, I do orient that way where, as a matter of fact, when we move to this house in Lincoln, they'll have these big trucks that come through and park at businesses and we'll do a major shredder thing for you. I took all my journals to one of those when we moved into this house about 2 years ago and shred them all. You know, no one standardized people are going back and looking at my journals, you know?
That's just so funny. I know my husband's mom, my mother-in-law, has said to me that if she dies, I am to take all of her journals and burn them immediately and never look at them.
Yeah,
I have promised this to her.
I mean, again, if you're wired that way and you want to go back and read them, I think it could be, there's cool, and you hear people talk about cool things that they saw when they read back. That speaks for itself, but what we're doing right here, Mary Lee, is giving those of us like that aren't wired that way permission to say journaling doesn't have to be I go back and read my journal. It could be the value I got out of journaling, I got at it when I was journaling, and now I don't want to go back, and I don't want anyone else to go back on that season of my life either. So I think you're good.
MyBridge Radio, 10,000 Reasons. That's Matt Redman this morning. Thanks so much for spending some time with Stan and me. Hope you're having a great Monday. Our guest for the morning conversation today is Mary Lee Bradley, who is a mother of five young ones in Lincoln. Mary Lee is joining us to ask the questions this time about how and why she should make journaling prayers a part of her life.
Okay, Stan, and talking about journaling, how do we incorporate kind of the new technology and social media? I'm thinking about the fact that I rarely ever write anything with a pen and a paper anymore. So much more of what I write is through my blog or on Facebook or whatever. Are there ways we can incorporate that into how we journal? Are there ways that we are actually journaling already that we don't know about?
Yes. As I was thinking about us talking today, that was one of the thoughts that was in my head, Mary Lee, is that you journal and you just don't call it journaling. You call it blogging. You call it Facebooking, you know, it's you processing life in writing. So, yeah, I think that the whole new technology might be something. Now, again, just to give everyone permission here, some people I've talked to, they go, no, I've got to have pen and paper. Pen and paper, there's something that happens between my brain and my fingers when I'm actually writing it, you know? That's cool. So that's good, too. But it might also be that that is a deterrent to you. But, man, like for me, I've got a journaling app that's on my iPhone, my iPad, and my laptop, and they all sync. So, you know, there are times when all I have is my iPhone, and I haven't got a chance to really reflect much that day, and I'm wanting to be consistent for a certain, you know, season. And so I'll pop out my iPhone, and I'll journal it. But then I'll come back later and maybe I'll finish that off at that night on my iPad, and it's already sunk what I did earlier. So yeah, there's some beautiful technology that can really, really empower either by changing the concept of the paradigm where it's blogging or by using a tool like a digital journal that syncs with all your gadgetry. And because you're into tech, it kind of helps motivate you to journal in the first place.
Encouraging to me. I think I've found this over and over in my spiritual walk in general is just that I start to feel guilty about what I'm not doing, and I feel like there has to be a little bit of a revelation process for me to realize I actually am doing this stuff, just maybe not in the traditional way, and that that's okay, that there's other ways that we can connect with our journaling or with our quiet times than just maybe what we envision in our mind. For me, I will sit down, and if I'm having a spiritual thought, I can go to my blog, I can write down 3 or 4 sentences and then just process that for a while and then come back to it later and write more. And if that's journaling, then I'm good.
That is journaling. That is journaling, my sister.
You're listening to The Morning Conversation with Gordon and Stan on MyBridge Radio.
MyBridge Radio, Hillsong United with Oceans. Thanks for joining Stan and me this morning. We're visiting today with Marilee Bradley, but there's something a little unique going on. She's the one asking the questions.
Somebody who isn't used to journaling, who is thinking about this as a new concept and who is feeling kind of overwhelmed at it, what would you say is a baby step to good journaling?
You know, Marilee, that's a great question, and I'm just going to go back to the way that I started. So you know those spiral notebooks that are kind of basically like a half sheet of paper? So I got one of those, you know, it was a half sheet of paper, very doable. And then my goal was every day for a season to get kind of rhythmically in it to fill a page. And the triggers that I was using for what I was going to journal on was just thoughts and feelings. I wasn't worrying about complete sentences. I wasn't worrying about sounding spiritual. I wasn't worrying about directing it anywhere specifically. I was just going to dive into what was on my mind or what was in my emotions. And then I would just write. I would make myself write a page or make myself only write a page depending on the day, just to get into the rhythmic of it. And, you know, the thing that I want to say in this to a beginner is there are plenty of times, and actually even still today, if I've got a window of time that I haven't journaled, it takes a little bit for it to kick back in again and be a fruitful thing for me. I don't know if that is for very many people, but I can't just start journaling and have it be great. So a big, big thing I would say to someone who's just starting to journal, I think the easiest thing to journal about is thoughts and feelings. And then number two, when you're journaling about those, just realize that there might be a little bit of a window where you just need to just write and give it time to kick in. But the richness will come, I promise you.
And you feel like it's important to know that God isn't the grammar police. I think a lot of us, when we sit down to write, you know, we have a lot of school feelings about it.
Or absolutely.
A lot of self-criticism about when we're writing, especially when we're thinking about writing to a holy God. You know, what does that mean? And does he expect perfect punctuation? And I think that's something we have to kind of throw off a little bit to really be connecting.
Totally agree with that. That's one of the things that I consciously have and still do think about, especially when I'm restarting my journaling again. I just remind myself again, I'm not worrying about complete sentences. You know, I'm just writing. That really is one of the things that has really helped to unlock, again, that flow of thoughts and feelings, is when I'm not worried about them being messy.
Keeping you connected to the work of God among us. The Morning Conversation on MyBridge Radio.
MyBridge Radio, that's Josh Wilson with Pushing Back the Dark. Appreciate you taking some time to join Stan and me today. Our guest on The Morning Conversation is Marilee Bradley, who is a mother of 5 young ones in Lincoln. Now, Marilee is asking the questions today about our spiritual focus this month of journaling prayers.
As we're talking about journaling and the benefits of journaling, and especially since I am looking at all this through a mom perspective, and I know, Stan, you have tons of experience working with youth. When do you feel like is the appropriate age to introduce journaling as a part of your child's spiritual life, and how do you encourage them to get involved that way?
I started my kids journaling when they could barely write, but here's the deal. I started them journaling to me. So they would write me daily, and then I would write them weekly, and it worked effectively at various degrees depending on the child.
Right.
So, but the efforts to and the investment in my kids learning to journal began with them journaling to me. And then as they grew older, for the ones that really got some traction on it, they converted that to a journaling to God. So that was just a connection point for my kids, that every night, one of the last things they would do would be to journal to dad about their day. And again, I would talk to them about sharing their thoughts and feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And so that got them in a very tangible way to someone that they could touch and feel and hear and see and get direct feedback from,
mm-hmm.
so that they got the flow of what that was like.
Dan, I think that's so practical and so helpful in just thinking about, I might feel like, well, why would I journal when I can just pray? But there's differences in what kind of an experience it is. And I think what a great tangible way to teach that to your kids, because your kids can talk to you. You know, they can come to you and talk to you whenever they want, but for them to write to you is a different experience. That's going to make them process things differently. And that seems like a good way to set them up for understanding the importance of journaling in their relationship with the Lord, if they can know that difference between what it's like to talk to my dad and what it's like to write to my dad.
Mm.
My Bridge Radio, good to be alive. That's Jason Gray this morning. Thanks so much for spending some time with Stan and me on this Monday. We have learned a lot about our spiritual focus together today, as Marilee Bradley has been our guest. Now, she's been asking some great questions that we hope helps many of you get started in journaling your prayers.
Well, Marilee, this morning was quite a new experience for me. But let me say once again that you did it quite well. You played my role quite well this morning. So.
It's harder than I thought it would be. You can have it back next time.
Yeah. So my question is, have I convinced you? Are you convinced that journaling is something that's worth the investment for everyone? And everyone could do it in some way or shape or form.
I think that's really the key to it, is this idea that we may already be doing it. And I think it's good when we can see that revealed and understand, yes, this is something God has already been using. And for people that haven't, then I think, yeah, it's a good thing to start and try and see how God wants to use that and work it into your life. So, yes, I think I need to be more intentional about realizing what good it can be for my life.
Journaling is the broccoli of your spiritual life.
And I even like broccoli, but I'm still not sure about journaling.
Sweet. I was a little nervous about calling it the broccoli of your spiritual life, because some people probably don't like broccoli, but it's great for you.
Not exactly for sure if I should say, Stan, thanks for joining Marilee and me this morning, or if I should say, Marilee, thanks for joining Stan and me. But one way or the other, Marilee, it is always a delight to hear from you, and thanks for joining us again today.
Well, I'm glad I got all my questions answered. This is great for me.